Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalo Rider Radio. The fuck you listening to? Better nobody. Strictly wicked motherfucker. Yeah. Whoop. To all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalo Rider Radio. Bringing darkness where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit this shit. Bringing darkness where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit this shit. Off the wickedness and keep it realistic. There's some teenage girls are throwing fists, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more in its finest form. The darkest fucking rain I can pass through. Rainstorms, flashing guns and chopping something. Turn up prime from doing nothing. Must be fucking fucked on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches with the wicked shit. We spitting wicked bridges over bitches. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up real self, fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's by the shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc? Bringing darkness where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies thinking of your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing darkness where I go, I'm spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit.
Yo, what a good motherfuckers, and welcome to the House of Metal. Presented, of course, by Juggalo Rider Radio every 15th of every month. We've been slacking a little bit, so I said we kick things off right here and now while I finish off fucking Raw with some Cemetery Gates by Pantera.
Crucified for no sins, living
Payphone with us, and we got Chris with us.
Yo, Chris, what happened to CM Punk, man?
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Looks like he was quitting.
Right, he's definitely not quitting. He just didn't want to say much.
If he didn't want to say much, he would have walked straight right through the ring. I mean, through the backstage instead of going all the way to the side. But it's whatever. He's still a punk anyways.
No!
Take
a long
time. I need to get me a new laptop.
A championship. I will say this, though, about Punk. Punk earned my respect during that match with Taker, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely put 100% in that match.
He earned somewhat of a respect.
I mean, especially the fact, you know, I mean, come on, like Chris said, you know, Punk went into that match injured, as it was already.
Yeah.
And here comes the Shield. From where? As, you know, fucking Cole always has to ask, where is the Shield to come from? The same person every single fucking night.
That's the most dumbass thing Cole ever says. This show's coming. Where are they coming from? The same fucking place they came from last week?
Dude, that's like fucking Pinky asking Brain. Say, Brain, what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do tonight? The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try and take over the world, idiot. Michael Cole is definitely the Pinky of the fucking WWE.
He needs to get his ass whooped. That's what he needs.
He's trying his ass whooped plenty of times.
God, he needs to get one, a bad one. Not these.
He gets like ass kicked by somebody like the Undertaker or something like that.
Not a fake wrestling ass whooping. I'm talking about a straight up, I'm about to kill you and fucking take your wallet ass whooping.
Oh, and I heard something about next week's Raw in England that I think both of you will probably like. Apparently, there's a match set up, The Shield versus Kane, Daniel Bryan,
it.
And Taker.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Should be interesting.
It should be.
Definitely will be.
I love how 3MB was expecting The Shield, and they got Lesnar.
That was awesome. I love how that crowd was kept saying one more time for Lesnar to kick their ass and for The Shield to kick Cena's ass.
Yeah.
I love how Ryback just stood there.
Because he knew what Cena was telling him was true.
I mean, I love this so much, the fact that I actually, you know, went back to it.
Nice.
I was pissed off this weekend, man.
It's just payback from, you know, Cena not helping Ryback.
Yeah.
And we have Mandy with us.
What up, Mandy?
Hey. How are y'all?
I'm chilling.
How are you, Havoc?
Watching wrestling. Hold on.
Oh, good God. Is it still on?
He's just watching replays.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. How are you, Chris?
That's what happens when you have a DVR.
Avi.
Did she say Avi?
Yeah.
I think so.
Who the fuck is, who in the right mind says fucking Avi?
Who's Avi?
That's like fucking...
Oh, because I've had people tell me that I sound like my sister when I say obviously, so I say Avi. I try not to because it's become a habit, and I'm trying to, like, not do that.
Well, I mean, it's not like we know who the fuck your sister is, so, you know, we came out, I was just saying that you sound like who she is.
Well, Simon can help you out with not saying that word, too.
Yeah, we could. she can become the next Victoria.
What happened to her, anyways? She disappeared.
She has no phone. Yeah, she's out of minutes at the moment.
Well, hopefully I'll be getting a job at a hospital, so I'll be making bread.
buddy. Okay, I need to quit eating meat.
Okay, I need to, you know, I don't know. Smoke another cigarette. In honor of, well, John Cena getting his ass whooped once again on the Shield. And we have Adam with us. What up, Adam?
Whoa, whoa, yeah. What's up?
Yes.
Wait, that big homie? Wait, wait, wait. I get to meet the infamous Adam.
Yay, not.
What?
What?
Yeah, this is definitely Adam. Whoa, motherfucker.
Oh, no shit. We kind of figured who you were already.
Like I said, I finally get to meet you. It's exciting. Yeah, no, never mind.
I'm some kind of top star over here, huh?
Oh, I could be a bitch, honey, but I try not to.
Yeah, Mandy, from here on out, if you ever use the word Avi again, you will be going in a box for 5 minutes.
What?
Hey, we have a caller named Victoria who calls in. She cannot use the word legit because that is not an actual word. The verbal word for that is legitimate, not legit.
Well, obviously, you gotta understand something. People now do not understand English. They don't even know what a dictionary is.
Well, duh.
I feel bad for their children.
Oh, I feel bad for my kids when I have them.
I almost fell off my bed again. Well, I'm trying not to, but I actually sit too close to the edge.
Wait.
I got a request.
First.
What?
Did you... Okay, on Brawl. Yo, did you hear fucking Jerry the King Lawler? That shit was funny as all hell. That shit reminded me of the old school fucking Jerry the King Lawler. One Bella Twin, I think, is larger than the other.
I heard it.
I mean, come on. He's the only motherfucker who will actually say that. Because of the fact that I guess he's the only motherfucker, you know, that actually notices the fact that that Nikki Bella has bigger tits than she used to.
Yep.
So, hell yeah.
But, I got a song request, sir.
I watched Raw tonight, man, and just for a heads up, I believe I have seen Fandango's dancing girl there. I think I've seen her coochie, dude.
Oh, no shit, Sherlock. Have you? Wait. Did you really just say coochie?
I just say coochie.
Adam, coochie, you're going in the box for 5 minutes because this is not fucking PG.
Wait.
You gotta say
pussy. You say the word pussy up on here. We don't give a fuck.
Obviously.
Seen that in too. The pussy way back.
But even then, at the time you're saying Nedden, I mean, you're still censoring it. Just say pussy.
It's amazing. But I have a song request, sir, if it's possible, if you have it.
Ben.
It's Ghost Flowers by OTEP.
Oh, Mama's
already. Wait, what was it?
Ghost Flowers by OTEP.
I do have OTEP on my computer. I just don't think I have that track. That's the track I have to get.
You have Confrontation?
that's probably on the same album, so I more than likely know.
Warhead?
I'm looking for.
So here's my question to you two. What are you looking?
What?
So what do you guys consider Ryback right now? Is he a face or a heel? Because, I mean, I was trying to be a heel, but he's getting cheered because people are getting, like, sick of Cena.
He's a nobody. He's not a shield. He's just trying to get his own shit. You know what I mean? Why the fuck would he want to be a part of the shield if the shield was fucking him up too?
I don't think he asked anything about the shield.
I think he just didn't feel like helping Cena. After all he said at the end of Raw.
Ghetto G, did you notice that Nikki is apparently larger than Brie, in the words of Jerry King Lawler?
Yeah, well, now we know exactly which one had the boob implants.
Oh, yeah, by the way,
just,
you know, Adam has 5 minutes in the penalty box.
But speaking of boobs, did you notice Ryback had a nip slip?
Oh, you would notice that, Ghetto.
Just saying, it was pretty funny. Because never, man, them damn straps don't ever fucking move.
And another
thing, man, how many damn teeth does fucking Ryback have?
I don't know.
I swear he got like 2 sets of them.
Hey, man, the shark.
You think it might be, man. His teeth are really, really big, or he got a lot of them.
He has one in the front and one in the back, and then he has that middle one.
So, Ghetto, how about the fact that I'll be going old school in a couple days, man?
What does that mean?
It means King of the Ring, 1998 on fucking VHS.
98? Was that with Mankind?
Yep, Mankind and Undertaker and Hell in a Cell.
Live from Pittsburgh. I was there, man. See if you can see me. I'm up in the top. No.
Nice.
No, but seriously, I was there.
I heard that. Unforgiven from 2001 and Armageddon from 2002.
Now, why are you buying VHS tapes? How much are you getting these for, $1?
Oh, no. The only one that's on VHS is King of the Ring. The other two are on DVD. And unfortunately, King of the Ring 1998 is not on DVD. It's only available for VHS.
And how much is that, $1?
Like $7.
$7? Damn.
I saw
at a bookstore, man, that they had the whole trilogy of Star Wars for $3.
On VHS?
Yeah, on VHS, at that.
Holy shit.
I'm like, wow. Of
library.
Okay, Adam, you can come out of Tony Box.
He's like, yes. All
right.
I'm out.
Yeah, Adam, from here on out, if you ever use the word coochie again, you go in the box.
That's the second time in like 3 months I got put in a penalty box for using that word.
Did you say?
Like blasphemy.
Did you say coochie?
Yes.
Yes,
you
did.
I say, yes, I can, but I can't repeat it, man.
And why did you say that exactly?
I don't know. She was dancing, and it was playing in my head, and it just came out.
Who was dancing?
Fandango's bitch.
Fandango.
Oh, yeah, man. Who was that bitch, man? She got a replacement, man. That bitch was fine.
Hell, yeah.
His dancing quartet.
The other one that he has is ugly as hell, but this one was actually hot.
Exactly. I don't know what.
But I can't even believe that they're making this a real thing now, though, man. They're gonna ruin it.
I told you.
I bet you anything. Chris was by Fandangoing during fucking Raw the entire
dude,
time.
They got
a name
for it, and then they got him coming out doing it now, man. They're gonna fuck it up.
This trend will last like 2 or 3 months, then it'll be over with.
I give it less than that, motherfucker.
Like, shit, man. I mean, I saw that New Jersey put him on the mat, but I didn't know all this other shit was going on. I didn't know it was on the fucking news, on all over, like, YouTube and shit. What the fuck?
Fucking.
Somebody did a rap song on the beat.
Oh, God, that got to be terrible.
It really is.
Run.
I mean, come on. Fucking, even the fucking Houston, Texas cheerleaders were fucking doing it.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
He did that shit on a plane.
They did that on a plane? Yeah, they would not allow you to do that on a plane.
No, it wasn't a train.
I didn't say train, I said plane.
Yeah, he said plane, you know, the thing in the air?
Yeah, but no, I'm saying it wasn't a plane. It was actually, I think, either a train or a subway.
Yeah, it was like a subway.
Wait, get off. How about the fact, you know, when they went to fucking WWE Active, fucking, like, that fucking nudity they got going on, like, thought that the fucking Houston Texas Cheerleaders were going to be there for him to interview. Yo, even Zack Ryder came running out of the fucking, like, out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden, you know, they both find out they ain't coming.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, but I will say this, that, you know, they did, you know, show like something from 2006 that was the best thing ever when JBL had a fucking shitload of worms rained on him by the Boogeyman.
Why is that a good thing?
Well, because, you know, they had the option of either choosing Boogeyman, you know, raining fucking worms on JBL, or John Cena pouring barbecue sauce all over Michael Cole. I think everybody went towards the worms.
That's just because I wanted to see Boogeyman again.
Hell yeah.
I haven't seen a worm in forever, Scotty Too Hottie. Oh my gosh.
I thought he was like being serious that he hasn't seen a worm in a while. Like, you know, he doesn't go outside.
Whoa, what?
Well, yeah, I dumped out a box of worms the other day for some birds, man. I seen him sitting on the side of the fucking turnpike because, of course, you know, I'm working from.
Oh, yeah, you chew them up
for
them too? Spit them in their mouth?
No. I should have.
I should have. That's his answer.
Mama Adam.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, yeah, by the way, if you know Ghetto, Mandy has a new word that she can never, ever say ever. Or otherwise, she gets put in the box.
What's that? Like everything she says.
Well, actually, that could be possible, too. But no, the word that she can never say ever again, because she set it up on here, is Avi.
Aussie?
No, Avi. Like, as in short for obvious.
Oh, yeah, fuck that. You need to throw that Jersey Shore dictionary away.
Man, fuck the Jersey Shore. I mean, it's bad
enough.
Actually,
I have never watched Jersey Shore, so, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
I'm just saying, that's how those retards talk all the time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's bad enough that during WrestleMania, they had Snooki there.
Really?
Yeah, they actually had her in a match. I'm talking about WrestleMania. Not just that, Ghetto, I'm talking about the fact that, you know, that she had the Miz and Wade Barrett talking to her.
Nobody wants to talk to any of them people.
Hell no. Well, you know, except for probably Chris.
No. I don't want to talk to guys who make sucky movies like The Miz and Wade Barrett that nobody cares to see.
Does anybody care?
Actually,
that? I think his baby just got smothered by a pillow, yo. Never mind.
Wait, who got smothered by a pillow?
I heard a weird noise, man. It sounded like Mandy was just getting smothered by a pillow.
What the?
Still there, Mandy?
Now, why would you know how what that sounded like?
Oh, my God.
I won't go into that.
He was the one that was smothering her.
She was the one that was smothering her?
I said he was the one.
You said
yeah, long stretch for arms.
Well, then again, you gotta remember, you know, you did call Adam, Mama Adam.
Well, that was when he was, you know, tending the birds.
Now, all he does is just, you know, tends to smother Mandy with pillows.
Yeah, what the hell, man? How does he go and be
he
all,
doesn't
you know?
Even know me.
You don't know me.
I wasn't smothering her with a pillow, man.
I do what I want.
What the fuck?
Yo, Big Homie's back, dude, and that just made my night.
Why?
Big homie being back made your night?
Yeah, man, because I was asking about him for like 3 weeks, man. You guys said that he was using payphones, and I thought he was wrapped up in a loop.
I'm still using payphones. You messed up my side with anything. I'm still using my payphones.
You need to.
I love that joke last night.
Hey, yeah, Big Homie, how'd that joke go last night?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
What's the difference between what was that, like chicken and a Jew?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Because the chicken doesn't scream in the oven.
What's the difference between a chicken and a Jew? Penalty box.
you didn't even let me finish. I wasn't even going to say the joke. I was letting y'all say the joke, and then I was just going to tell the answer.
Okay, just tell us the answer.
Forget it. No, I don't want to say it.
He doesn't want to risk the box.
So he tells him
on.
A joke, and then he gets a penalty box, and he won't finish the joke.
Come on,
lame.
What's the worst that can happen to you? 5 minutes.
At least he's not being a chicken shit about it, unlike DC.
DC, yeah. He upset Havoc.
How did he upset Havoc?
No, I mean, he upset me, and apparently he thinks that I still care.
Wait, how did he upset you?
Because he made a stupid comment, and it had to do with me being compared to Lil Wayne.
Wow.
Yeah, so now he's not going to be coming back.
He compared you to the fag.
You ain't even black.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Well, thanks for putting out the obvious. Like, that was a dumbass. Ghetto, did you know that Raw and SmackDown are owned by the same organization?
Yeah, man, what the hell was that person thinking?
Exactly.
But since we're on stupid asses, all right, how about this young-ass bitch, or supposedly it's a young-ass bitch or something, was really trying to catfish me earlier.
Trying to catfish you?
Yeah. This person's on Facebook, all right? They've had the same picture as their default picture for the longest time. And then all of a sudden it's like, yo, man, what the hell you look like? And then they send you this picture of this girl that sure as hell ain't them. And
wow.
Then I threw that shit up in Google search, and all this fucking shit came up. I'm like, there ain't no way this is who Dallas is. I just couldn't believe that this person was really trying to catfish me, man. Like, do they not know about the internet nowadays?
No.
Obviously not.
A lot of people don't.
at Google my name, dude, and I brought up everything, dude.
No, I'm not talking about Googling names. I Googled the image that she sent me.
Stupid
retards. Common sense has officially flown out the window.
Now, Adam, my question to you is, why the hell would you be Googling your own name?
Come on, haven't you ever seen the movie Wanted, man?
Yeah, man. Well, I couldn't figure out where I put my pictures and my names and, like, who knows
what
else out
picture.
On the computer.
What?
So I was trying to figure, like, if somebody was looking up my name, if maybe
they... Why would
they
somebody be doing that?
Or actually, there was another time I Googled my name. It was because some motherfucker around here, and I'm going to catch up with him, excuse my linguistics, I'm going to catch up with him and kick his head into the curb. He stole my phone and photoshopped my daughter's pictures into child porn, so I was kind of looking around for that, too.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Why the hell were you trying to find your name in child and fucking kiddie porn?
What?
I said, why were you trying to find your name in kiddie porn?
No. My daughter's pictures got photoshopped. He photoshopped my daughter's pictures because he stole my cell phone and photoshopped the pictures in child porn, according to his girlfriend at the time. And I was just trying to make a weave, dude. If I would have found those pictures, I would have made a weave and found out the towns. And then there would have been, I think that he'd get hurt here and a lot of people would get hurt along the way. You don't mess with my daughter. You don't mess with me or my name. So I Googled my name. I'm the only one to mess with my name. You know, like, it's kind of like jerking off. Like, I can jerk myself off, but if a dude or some random lady came up and started jerking me off, I'd
be way awkward. Stop.
Wow.
Yo, you just went into jerking off and jerking off old ladies? Like, seriously? What the fuck?
How you go from talking about your kid and shit to jerking off?
That just fucked up.
It has something to do with the chicken in the tube and...
What the hell? What is wrong?
I don't even want to ask how he went from the one subject to the other.
What have we walked into?
I'm still trying to figure out how the hell you jerk off an old lady.
Wait, what?
I don't know. That's what he was saying. He said something about jerking off some old lady. Like,
so, okay, this goes from
Wait a minute. Big homie, stop before you fry your whatever's left of your brain.
What?
Man, yeah, I hate to break it to you, but that's not much left of his brain, so yeah.
Man, I always get so much dumber when I get on here.
Chris, you've always been dumb, so that really doesn't count.
I don't know, I think Big Homie got me into the fetish of wrapping up in aluminum foil. Now I'm kind of thinking of it.
Wait. Now you're jerking off elderly people in aluminum foil.
What the
I
fuck?
I want aluminum foil. Like elderly, yeah, okay.
Come on,
you
man.
You said all
no
those
coming.
Words in the same sentence.
There's no coming back from this, man. You're done.
There is not.
I think Adam needs to take a visit to F.U. DeMonica.
Okay.
Yeah, man, maybe she might send you some nude photos.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Should I ask who is?
I will say this right now, your F.U. DeMonica has some big, beautiful tits.
You should ask her.
Ask who? I'm with you.
It's okay, you're blonde, don't worry about it.
Send her a nice long message about how beautiful she is.
Asshole. Oh, wait, get him. Mio, how about the fact that, you know, someone of
on that for up on Essie DeMonica, aka Alvin Porter, actually took the time to, you know, to actually try and find the fucking the bra that, you know, that chick's wearing with the fucking money on it.
Somebody trying to find that picture. I've seen somebody else with that picture.
No. Alvin said, found the lingerie online. Awesomeness. So
yeah, I don't know what guys are thinking whenever they comment on girls' photos.
They should be thinking we should work together as a team to disconnect certain words out of the English language, like awesomeness. That is the dumbest word I've ever heard.
Yeah, but that would mean for you to work your brain cells, which most males don't have.
Totally agree.
You don't either, so don't feel bad.
Hey, thank you. I'm a blonde. There's a difference.
There's a difference between what?
Being dumb and a blonde?
No, there's,
I think
there's not,
go
really, not
hand
really
in
much
hand
of a difference. No.
Those two things go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Chris, shut up.
That's why there's a saying, the dumb blonde.
Which is pretty much almost every blonde out there.
Duct tape.
Actually, no, not true.
Helping with stupidity since 1942.
Who's been in your mom since 1942?
What was that? Did you say 5 minutes in the penalty box, big homie? Sounds
yes.
good.
You did.
Why are you?
What the hell are you laughing at?
She don't say, I'm guessing.
Don't worry about it.
Like always.
It's never anything that has to do with the show. Ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
What, I'm not allowed to multitask anymore?
It's either, you know, you be on the phone or you go talk to the damn people on the computer.
It's called multitasking.
It's called pick one to talk to.
I'm checking my Facebook.
That sounds important there.
Yeah. It sounds mighty important.
And running my pages.
Well, doesn't that go hand in hand? You're checking your pages, which are on Facebook?
Jeez.
I'm just stating the obvious.
Oh, quit doing that.
You might hurt yourself if you do that too much.
All right, how many are on here?
So, Ghetto, are you ready for part three, Brock Lesnar versus Triple H?
No, absolutely not.
But this time, it's in a steel cage.
Oh, I'm not impressed.
I'm not either.
I mean, you know it's going to be in a cage match because, you know, he was in UFC and now he's going to take it back, you know, kind of like that.
Exactly.
And they're probably going to just smash Triple H through the cage and break the cage.
It's not the Big Show.
Well, it could happen.
It's not Mark Henry.
Did he go through the cage too?
I think Mark Henry is the one who put him through the cage.
Who was it that went through the stage one time? Man, they went through the ring one time.
That was
Big Show.
Was that Undertaker?
That was like Bam 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 Bigelow and Taz.
Yeah, and Big Show and Edge.
Choke-slamming somebody.
So, I mean, you got like 1,001 of them. You got like 1,000 people that probably put the old fucking ring. So, take your pick.
Well, I thought it was the Undertaker or Mark Henry.
No, and I think. No, it's been Taker has been put people through the fucking ring. Big difference.
But here's a question for you. Have you ever heard of a band called Butcher Babies?
No.
The hell?
I want to.
I don't know. I happened to, you know, stumble across this group because I was looking up, you know, bitches with black tape on them, and they happened to come up, and it was a group.
Nice.
So I decided to check them out or whatever, and it's actually like these two hot chicks. doing this thing what they call slut metal. Alright. So it's just these two hot ass chicks singing some metal music and shit. It's actually not that bad. I thought it was gonna suck, but it wasn't that bad.
What do they call butchering babies?
Butcher babies. It's on the soundboard if you want to check them out real quick.
Hell yeah, we do.
Since it is House of Metal night.
Hell yeah. So here we go. Butchered babies. Axe wound.
Holy fuck.
And yo, I'm definitely loving them.
See that, man? I found somebody on Google just randomly. dance because they were hot chicks. And and they make good music, too. How about that?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
But I don't know. Apparently that CD was just dropped last year at some point, and it's only a short EP of 4 tracks, and they're working on a full-length album.
That's definitely what's up, though. We should definitely see if we can get them up on JR for an interview.
I mean, they do got Twitter. They're on Facebook. So if you find them there, you know, go ahead, hit them up.
Well, we should have fun with this one since they are a part of Century Media.
The fuck is that?
Century Media Records, which is the label, you know, Lacuna Coil signed to, so many different bands that I've been a part of.
Oh. Do you talk to any of those people?
Actually, no. I haven't had a chance to actually, you know, talk with any of them from there yet. But I'm just looking to do so. And I'll definitely do it.
Well, here's your chance.
While I'm at it, I'm hit up, fucking Huntress as well.
What, they got like a bunch of like chick bands or something?
They got a few, yeah. Let's see if I can find Country Media. I got to tell you that all the artists that they work with.
Man, you just pretty much told me 3 people on the label and they're all chicks. Well, not fully chicks, but you know, there's chicks in the group.
The artists. By the way, big homie, just wait like, you know, 3 more minutes and I'll take you out of the box.
Maybe.
But yeah, man, you could look them up on YouTube or whatever, man. I posted one of their videos up here. It's pretty dope. And then they got their live performance videos on there. Actually pretty, you know, pretty wild.
Hell yeah, man. Video. The fuck was that?
Just Mandy.
Well, obviously.
Well, I mean, it could have been Chris or something.
In the brain.
Well, it could have been Chris, but I doubt that one.
It's not me. I'm having trouble with my mouth right now. I'm trying to like, get the stupid fucking thing to work.
Whoa! Did you just say you're having trouble with your mouth?
On my PC, my mouth. Yes. The thing that moves around.
Your mouth moves around. Stop giving this, you know, air there, Chris.
You're not making it any better.
Maybe his cat is called My Mouth. Like my cat was named My Cat. That was his name, My Cat.
Did you say anyway, your cat is in your mouth?
What the fuck? That's even more messed up.
The correct term
so apparently he's cat. I'm just trying to use my laptop mouth.
Anyway, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Okay, Ghetto, here we go. The list of artists that are part of Central Media, and there's actually a few that you actually know. Andrew WK, Arch Enemy, 3 Inches of Blood is part of them, 7 Horns, 7 Eyes, Alpha Tiger, Aborted, Angelus, Petria, I don't know how to pronounce that last part of the name, Architects, Asphyxiate, Bleeding From Within, Bombus, Bonded By Blood, no, I ain't putting for the life of me. Buck Cherry. see who else we got that you might know.
You lost me after the first 3 until you said Buck Cherry.
Yes. Fozzy is signed to Century Media.
Fozzy? For what?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
nobody listens to Fozzy.
In this moment, the four of them, of course, like I said, I would have said Lacuna Coil. Let's see what the name.
I got like one of their CDs. Oh, there's that fucking scary commercial.
Nevermore, which is a very good band. Fine Shank. If you remember. I'm not sure if you remember them, but you might. Like I said, Spine Shank is a part of them.
Spine Shank, yeah, I know who that is.
Yep, Shadows Fall is a part of them.
I know who that is, too.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, you know, they got, like, a shit little bands with them. I suppose there's a few bands that are not with them anymore, which sucks ass.
I don't know. I didn't even know anything about this label at all.
Yeah. Brand New Sin was actually a part of Century Media. Brand New Sin, you know, they're actually the ones, you know, who did the theme for Big Show.
Huh. The Big Show theme. How about that?
Children of Bodom used to be a part of them.
Do they even still exist?
I don't even know. Diecast was a part of them. God Forbid used to be a part of them. Let's see. Mantis, which sucks because, you know, Mantis was definitely one of the best bands out there. I mean, they were a part of Battle for Ozfest, alongside with Curse Your Name.
Yeah, well, we had them on here.
Hell yeah. Who else? Sworn Enemy was a part of them. Skin Lab. Rotting Christ.
Wait, you say Skin Lab?
Yeah.
Surprisingly, you actually know who the fuck that is.
Nightwish used to be a part of them as well.
I had that Skin Lab CD. Was that Revolting Room or something like that?
Yep. But, yeah, Nightwish was a part of them, Opiate for the Masses, Moonspell.
You ever hear of a group that was called, was it Bongzilla?
Yes.
You heard of them?
Yeah, they're actually good.
I don't know, man, I was going through that phase in high school or whatever, I had this dude just hit me with, like, different types of metal shit. And, like, that was one of them. I was like, what the fuck?
Actually, let's see. I just saw that shit. Actually, one of the bands is actually doing a tour with Cottonmouth Kings. Eskimo Cowboy. They're doing a show with KMK Deuce.
Wait, hold on. Deuce. That's a metal group?
Yeah.
I would have never known.
Yeah, they're actually doing the show with KMK Deuce, Stoner Product.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I want to fucking go
here,
to the show.
They were here last night.
Did you go?
I went to part of it, and then I had to leave.
What do you mean part of it?
I had to leave because my pregnant friend was there, and she needed to leave.
Man, you kick your fucking bitch out, man. I stay. No, I'm kidding. Like,
nah,
bitch,
it's
you're like, bitch, I'm not leaving until I see Snow the Product. Fuck you.
Hmm.
Hey, look, fucking, Lacuna Coil's on tour with Seven Dust and Cold Chamber.
Hmm. That could be a good show.
Yeah, I mean, Hey, what do you know? He'll be in Chris's area. And I think Chris should definitely go. Even though he's probably not in the middle.
Big homie can go. He likes metal music.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Big homie. My bad, man. You've been in the box for like 17 minutes.
my girl went on Saturday to go see KMK. She said Eskimo Cowboy shit. I mean, she said it was good.
Did she see the whole show?
Yeah, she's seen the whole show. She had the VIP.
Did she enjoy Snow to Prong?
Yeah. She says she actually has the CD. She has all their CDs. She has their CDs. She has Eskimo Cowboys. And I think she has the new camp, the KMK CD. And, like, they gave her T-shirts and shit, too. She said they were good.
What the fuck?
Are we talking, like, free merchandise?
She said the T-shirts were free.
She got, like, some VIP shit or something?
Yeah, she had gotten the VIP.
I thought she just randomly got free T-shirt, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she seen them in Texas.
Well,
yeah, that sounds about right. They always go down there.
Houston, Texas.
So wait. Hold on. Wouldn't that be the same show she went to, so only saw part of it?
I don't know.
Aren't they both in Texas? They
Well, big,
no, my girl lives in Louisiana.
But she went to the Texas show, and then Mandy lives in Texas. So.
I'm pretty sure she didn't get the Snow to Prong CD yet.
Me? No.
She only had one mixtape.
Yeah, and she's had about.
Well, then she had the Product ENT thing, but that was like two volumes of that or something like that. But other than that, the other CD was for free download.
Yeah, and she got a full length studio album coming out this year.
Yeah, that's what she needs to do.
Well, I don't know.
Oh wait, no, she had a whole bunch of mixtapes. I missed all that. How'd I miss that? That was back on MySpace.
Yeah. She had about 7 mixtapes.
Yeah, some of it was, but the rest was dope.
TV's loud. Shut it the fuck off before I smack you.
It ain't my TV.
How are you going to smack somebody through a phone?
Go get your
Actually, orange. my TV's not even on.
When she says that, it's her.
Yeah.
The hop. Yeah, the hop.
Oh my god, don't start.
The hop.
There we go, ghetto. You know, I can call a fucking, I can head up to social media and we'll step in and be with Fozzie.
No.
That might be the only way you ever get a wrestler on the show.
Yeah, no. This is true.
I don't want that wrestler.
Don't really care for him either. Because all he's doing is putting over a talent now.
Well, yeah, he's old.
Well, now CM Punk's pulling a Chris Jericho. Comes up, doesn't say anything. I'm gonna cry now. Undertaker beat me.
He just won't fight after that. Like, he'll fight. Like, he'll take him like a month or so just to fight again.
Like, come on, man. CM Punk, man, he rants and raves all the time. You know, says all this shit. But now they're gonna make him cry. Come on.
Girl on fire.
He gets a new T-shirt and he's crying. What the fuck? And on top of that, man, they give Ryback a catchphrase like Ryback rules.
Yeah.
And does that dude have trouble breathing? Like, he breathes all heavy and shit all the time.
Yeah, he does.
Like, it's not even like he's like a fat kid or anything, man. He's he breathes all weird.
Yeah, kind of like Mandy.
Oh, wait, what?
You breathe weird.
I love how she just doesn't pay attention until you say her name. She's busy on Skype.
Actually, no, I'm not.
That explains everything.
I'm trying to keep my
sister's
fiance calm. Speaking of which, he messaged me. Ow.
Keep calm and stay off of Facebook.
Keep calm and kill fucking Mark Zuckerberg and blow up Facebook.
No!
But speaking of that, man, they got a movie coming out based on fucking the internet. And no, I'm not talking about the Google movie. I'm talking about this movie called Disconnect or some shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Looks fucking retarded.
Gay as fuck.
I'm actually so surprised that MySpace is still up.
MySpace. Oh, I like how they give you the option where you can go back to the old MySpace. But ain't nobody gonna get on fucking MySpace ever.
I still have my profile. I thought I deleted it, but I guess I didn't.
Well, I still say we should blow up Facebook.
Yeah, may as well.
It'll be entertaining at least.
Man, let's bring those people back that hacked that shit and put a bunch of porn on there.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Wait, Ghetto, do you remember a band by the name of Queensryche?
Huh?
Queensryche, but the band, a part of Century Media, actually.
No.
Yeah, no, like they're good too. But I don't want them up on the show.
They must not be that good.
No, they're good. I just don't want them up on the show.
Why? Are they like So-Sick Social Club? You really don't want to talk to them, but you like their music?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, that's probably a wise decision then.
Well, I could definitely fucking talk to him and see if we could get Lacuna Coil up on here.
Yeah, I had like one of their CDs too. I never really listened to them.
Oh, they're good. I mean, fucking, it's like, this is, you know, Christina fucking being from fucking Italy. That should be interesting. And like Envy right there too. We probably won't be able to understand what she says because of her accent.
And we got people coming on here speaking English, and we can't even understand what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, like Mandy.
Wait, what?
Agreed.
Exactly like Mandy.
There are a ton of people like Mandy.
There's a midget on TV.
Chris, shush.
There's a midget on TV. How about that?
Nice.
And there's a dead person hanging above him.
I'm watching the same shit.
It's a dead midget. No.
On USA, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's a bunch of midgets. What the fuck?
Well, I'm watching the same thing.
Havoc, man, you're home, dude. There they go.
Come in the wheelchair.
There's Havoc right there in the wheelchair, yeah. He's like, get the fuck out of my way, motherfucker.
You know what? I found the perfect person that Gail G can talk to during an interview.
During an interview? Why is it got to be during an interview?
Well, I consider that that's probably the best time to get Andrew WK.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Yeah, I think I still have it up on the soundboard somewhere.
I just like the fact that a CD was called I Get Wet.
Wow, I returned to the phone at the wrong time.
I don't know, man. The classic moment with him is whenever he was at Ozfest performing in a wheelchair, okay?
Yeah, I remember that.
Fucking saw that shit live. That shit was crazy.
He's assaulted in a wheelchair.
You have salt under your chair?
He was assaulted in a wheelchair?
Who was?
Andrew W.K.
Oh, bloody.
No, I said he performed in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know how he got the word salt from that statement.
No,
but
he said,
okay.
he said assaulted. Like, you know, attacked.
Violated.
All right, where are the shorts?
Chris Stolm.
Yeah.
Again?
Again.
Yes, again.
Damn it.
There we go. I found the contact numbers.
Where are my blue ones? Girl.
Let me just say that. Let me just say Chris took them.
Damn it, Chris. Why'd
no,
you take the blue
didn't...
ones?
I have my green one, so I'm good. It's still. What the bloody hell? I know I just had them.
Maybe you're wearing them.
You probably
wearing yellow ones. Actually, no, I'm wearing yellow.
Okay, no one cares.
Why the hell? Oh, my knee slept out here. Okay.
Damn! Fucking,
If it's not in that drawer, if it's not in that drawer, then it has to be in this drawer.
Stop talking to yourself, creeple.
God darn it. I know I just... Ooh, wait, what?
Yeah, that went over her head. But, Ghetto, do you remember a band by the name of Exodus?
Excuse me?
Exodus.
Exodus. Exhibitionist.
ain't that a dubstep?
No, it ain't dubstep.
I sure hope not.
Hey, fuck your dubstep. I will shove your dubstep right down your fucking throat.
No, because it was...
God, have it?
Oh, my God.
I can't stand dubstep. It's the worst shit ever.
But no, I don't know who that is, Avik.
Only certain songs are okay to me.
No. Dubstep is horrible, period. Anyone who loves dubstep should get shot in the head.
That's a lot of people.
I guess I get shot in the head.
Alright, man, line them up.
This is a Juggler Writer Radio execution.
Sound
yeah.
good.
Execution.
No, that's the type of shit I put my name on.
If you see your teller, I'm with you into a system and she wanted to be a hoe.
Who's
going
to be a hoe? But I want to know who's supposed to be a hoe.
don't care. But, All right, here we go, Ghetto. Another band that was a part of Century Media, Dimmu Borgir.
Excuse me?
Dimmu Borgir.
I think you might be saying that wrong. I really do think they're saying that wrong.
Hey,
but I think I heard that name, though.
Yeah, no, it's Dimmu Borgir, as I pronounced... Well, in English, anyways.
Okay.
well, because, you know, they're from Oslo, Norway.
What can I use?
A knife.
A fork.
A sword. That.
No, one of the screws came off of my knife.
I don't know. What about a nail or a screw coming off her nail?
No, one of the screws came off of my knife.
Why?
I guess it was loose. I don't know. But I'm fixing it.
That's what he said.
Wow.
The bitch was loose, so I'm trying to fix it.
Actually, awesome. I will admit, my shoot ain't loose, but okay.
I guess somebody fixed it.
Yeah, it's called not having sex.
That'll do it.
Obviously, a lot of people don't know, or a lot of females.
Yeah, that doesn't do it.
Why the fuck are you not screwing in, you piece of fucking shit?
That's what he said.
See that?
I just realized Adam's not talking anymore.
You scared him off.
Adam was assaulted.
I was. In a wheelchair.
A wheelchair.
By the dead midget on USA.
Well, I was being wrapped in aluminum foil and jerked off by an old lady. Woo, woo, motherfucker.
Damn, dude, there's a lot going on over your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Adam, stay away from the old ladies.
Yeah, when they called you sweetie, that's not what they meant. There wasn't an offer and an invitation to, you know, do things.
Already better. Actually, no, not yet.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, then again, Ghetto, you got to think, you know, Chris's dog barked and he took that as an AI imitation.
Oh, shit.
What the hell?
And yet Havoc took that weird arr noise as an imitation.
The hell was that? Was that Titus O'Neil?
Pretty much.
Really, really getting tired of
that. I know Chris was doing some shit with a dog, man.
We all know this.
I swear that's the only time Big Homie talks. It's whenever he's making fun of Chris and his dog.
He's like, who's the bitch now?
Let's see. You, because you're going to go to the penalty box.
Oh, man.
He's getting mad.
I can do it, but I'm not going to do it because I'm not a bitch.
Ooh.
I don't give a fuck about anything.
How about that one?
Wait, Chris is a bitch?
Man, y'all are going to push him, man. Push him as far as you can. See if he cares.
You're going to end up doing what that kid did in Connecticut.
No, I'm just waiting for a message on Facebook.
Wait, hold on. So he's just going to randomly shoot up a school?
No, he's going to randomly shoot up a school that's closed.
That's closed? So he's going to wait until, what's the next thing, Labor Day or some shit?
Apparently.
Well, summer is coming up.
Whatever the next holiday is there.
Well, here in San Antonio, we celebrate Fiesta, we have Friday.
Well,
off.
Let's see. Why the fuck would I do that, and how the fuck would I do it when I don't even have a gun?
Good, keep it that way.
Man, I bet you that dude that did that shooting didn't have a gun either, but he found one.
Exactly.
Yo, Carlos, sexy as hell.
Who?
Father Cole.
Carlos.
So now Havoc wants to have sex with a bird.
Hold on, what the hell? Havoc, you think any female that you think is fuckable for you is sexy as hell?
As you know, even Ghetto G thinks that she's sexy.
So do I think sexy?
That person he does.
I'm talking about butcher babies.
Yeah, man, I said them girls are hot.
That fucking hurt.
Yeah, you got Carla, you got Heidi.
I don't know, I didn't really care what their names were.
No blood or anything, but damn, that hurt.
High five.
No
anyone?
Blood.
I forgot that this knife was sharp. Oh,
no, this knife is sharp.
I forgot I used this one as my headphone. Hello?
Yeah, we're definitely getting them up on here.
Man, I don't even know what the fuck that was you were just playing.
That would be Huntress. They're actually part of Napalm Records.
Oh. I thought that was the other group. I was like, what the fuck is that song?
I want to hear a song called...
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear a song called...
You want to hear a song?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to hear somebody make a song. Well, I want to hear a song, too, actually. I was thinking of requesting it, but you guys sounded kind of busy.
What do you want to hear?
Play on Chris's song. Play on Chris's song.
You have to play a metal track. Any metal track you would like to hear.
Any metal track? Okay. Let me rattle off my brain for a second.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Damn, it's been so long. I'm so music deprived, dude. Let me see. I want to bring it back to Slipknot's old CD, dude, the first CD. But I don't know. I'm not sure if you still got that.
I have everything with Slipknot on my computer, fool.
Yeah, yeah. You get the first album there with,
With whenever the lead singer Mudvayne was in it?
Yeah. why don't you choose one really, really good one off there? Entire album, front to back, that entire album, that's the shit for me.
That's probably one of the albums I never even really listened to.
Well, how about we go with...
I felt the air rise up in me, lift down and clear the stone of me. I wander out where you can't see, inside my shell I wait and bleed. I felt the air rise up in me, lift down and clear.
Actually, no, Wait and Bleed is actually off of their first album.
No. We were talking about the album before that album.
You mean the EP?
Whatever the fuck they, what the hell was the name of it? Mate, something, whatever the fuck, that long-ass title. Before Corey Taylor was the singer.
You mean Mate, Feed, Kill, Repeat?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that really wasn't much. That really wasn't a an official album, but yeah.
Still a Slipknot though.
Yeah, that was actually the demo.
But that's what I was talking about though. And then you gave us a Wait and Bleed.
Serenade.
Can you hear what?
My Last Serenade. My Kill Switch.
Yeah,
big homie, you're gonna die.
Why am I gonna die?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to, you know, serenade you.
People with big feet and little toes. Oh, my bad. People with little feet and big toes usually do die.
Little feet,
know.
Big toes.
What the fuck? You got little feet and big toes, big homie?
No, I got some Flintstone feet. As my dad calls them, Flintstone feet, so.
Go to what you said. Oh, your dad was trying to tell you that you're ugly.
What?
No.
Well, it's whatever.
Havoc's out of his damn mind.
Man, I've been out of my damn mind.
Yep, both out of their minds.
Well, we'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Well, they will. I don't know about me.
If we're lucky, he'll be back soon.
Oh, yeah, by the way, big homie, I found the track you wanted to hear, but I will not play it because it's live.
But why did you find a live one?
Because it's the only one I have.
Why do you have the live one, you idiot?
Because we played it for the interview with OTEP.
OTEP?
Yeah, he wanted Ghost Flowers by OTEP, but it's on the Soundtrack Armageddon, which is the live CD.
I thought he said he wanted Killswitch.
I did, but at first I wanted OTEP, but he didn't have it, so...
Oh, I have OTEP, but it's, I ain't got that track.
I say just play whatever.
I mean, you're not even listening. It don't even matter what you say.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Never really does.
I actually am listening, but I whatever.
But, yeah, you're on Skype.
Actually, no, I'm not. So
damn
just
it, Chris.
Assuming.
How about me?
Chris, if she was anywhere near you, she'd probably punch you.
Or stab you.
Or punch you, then stab you. Or stab you, then punch you.
Or pull,
just
or
stab you once.
All
right,
all of the above. All of the above.
In different orders.
In different orders.
Who really cares? Getting stabbed
no.
Anyway, so.
Oh no, I'm out of soy sauce, y'all. I'm totally out of soy sauce, y'all. What the fuck?
So what?
Nobody cares.
I don't need any soy sauce, so I'm good.
Go to China.
Man, fuck that, man. Go to Shop and Save.
I'm broke, yeah. Man.
Fuck that. Just go rob a damn Chinese restaurant.
That's what I would do.
There's a question for you.
Wait,
are there Chinese restaurants in Connecticut?
Man, there's too many of them, and they all fuck up their damn orders.
Man, that sounds like Wendy's.
I mean, okay, let's put it this way. I was there fucking Saturday, and I asked for fucking boneless spare ribs. They gave me fucking spare ribs with the bone. Fucking moron.
Now tell me, do they really have boneless? Or are you just saying, let me get the boneless ones?
No, they actually have boneless.
All right, because, you know, sometimes people say things that are not really on the menu.
Well, no, because they got boneless, and like above you got, it just says, like, you know, barbecue strips underneath it. It says boneless spare ribs. And I asked,
Why would they call it boneless spare ribs? You know what I mean? Just call it boneless ribs. Or boneless barbecue ribs. Don't call it spare ribs, because then people get fucking mixed up with spare ribs and boneless spare ribs.
What's the difference between spare ribs?
One has a bone and the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
Boneless? Well, then when you call it ribs and...
Don't hurt yourself drinking, Adam.
I'm drinking, yeah, I am. I cannot.
I said thinking.
Yeah, nobody even said anything about fucking drinking there, man.
He said stop thinking. Now. I'm trying to think really hard right now.
Yeah, you're
right.
Man, whose TV is like loud as all shit?
Chris.
Mandy's.
No, mine's barely on 4.
How would my TV be loud as shit when it's on mute? Unless you got super hearing or something, or you're like a bat.
Oh, great, here we go again.
We're Chris Logic.
Here we go with...
I don't understand how you can hear a TV when it's on mute, motherfucker.
Man, Havoc can hear a lot of things.
Yes. Hey, it's the sound of an anvil falling on a big homie.
Well, that's fun.
Well, that sucks for him.
Dude, thank the gods of China for putting in carry out fucking soy sauce that everybody seems to keep in the refrigerator. It's awesome, dude. Fuck yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, for big homie, the anvil is in the form of a payphone.
Did he really just get excited about carry out soy sauce?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Why do you need soy sauce exactly? What are you eating?
Okay, well, let me put it this way. You know, noodles? Top ramen noodles. I'm eating top ramen noodles, but instead of putting the chicken flavor in, I drain the water out and I put soy sauce in. That way it kind of feels like I'm eating Chinese food.
That sounds weird as fuck. And like,
that's
interesting. I'm trying later.
Okay.
Pretty good. No MSG. Soy sauce don't ever have MSG. Got it. Anyway, whoa, motherfuckers.
When all else fails, always whoop whoop.
And they motherfuckers.
Apparently, everything else failed with it.
Actually, so was WrestleMania, was it worth it's obviously worth the money to watch, huh? My dad paid $60 to fucking get the thing, so.
Yeah, Chris paid for it too.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Fucking hypocrite.
Did you guys end up watching it? Everybody?
I watched that shit for free.
Hell yeah.
How do you watch it for free?
Even though it completely cut the fuck off when Pete Diddy came on, but I watched everything else.
You guys missed the best part. Because that part is just fucking horrible.
Pete Diddy was there?
Yeah, and that cut off one of the matches because P. Diddy was there.
Hi, I'm P. Diddy, and I just came to say, what's up, yo? I want to do that one day, dude. I want to cut WrestleMania in half. Be like, yo, whoa, my name is motherfucking Adam. Motherfucker.
Adam, I'm pretty sure that, you know, they're not going to know who the fuck you are or give a damn. So good luck with that one.
Well, then we'll put him over by going. Doo, 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 doo. And then everybody will know who he is.
I'm sorry, Ghetto. I am not going to fucking Fandango any whatsoever.
Fandango.
Well, I don't know how we can help Adam out then, because I don't know what the hell Adam does.
I don't think anybody knows what he does.
I don't think he even knows what the hell he does.
But we would walk 1,000 miles. there's something Adam does. He likes to walk a lot. So we'll sing that song.
See, what I think this confusion is that you think that I like to walk. I don't like to walk. I just end up walking because I'm a fucking...
You have no choice.
Wait. Adam, did you say you walk a lot because you're a juggalo? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
He did say that.
You realize there are juggalos with cars too, right?
Well, no. I'm kind of wondering.
You're a fucking liar. You're a juggalo. There's not juggalos that got cars. You're a fucking liar.
I'm on those streets a lot, man. I'm on those streets a lot, man, and I ain't seen one juggalo pull over and be like, yo, what's up, man? I got a car. I want to ride. Motherfuckers.
Well,
they're all broke. They got cars, but no gas. That's what it is.
Well, then again, didn't you just say like not too long ago that you expect everyone to beat the fuck out of you?
I knew you were gonna bring that up too. Well, it's kind of like anticipation, man. I'm wondering maybe one day they're gonna pull over and just start kicking my ass and be like, "Yo, you badass juggalo. Now you're beat up badass juggalo.
Hey, you want to ride? Yeah, that'll work."
Kick your ass for 5 miles. Fuck yeah.
I've only met 3 juggalos out here in Miami. It's very sad.
I think all the juggalos moved to Shangri-La.
Man, I think they all live in Colorado. Like, I swear to God.
I think you're right, dude. You guys, this is kind of weird. You guys watch Colorado Lockdown, or what the fuck was it? Lockdown Colorado?
That's a no.
It's like a show on, it's like a prison, like, in Colorado and shit, and it's like the baddest fucking, one of the baddest prisons that they deal with shit. I don't know. I seen two guys.
Really?
I could have sworn I seen James Garcia sitting there in a fucking cell with this one guy, and this one guy had blue fucking eyeballs, dude. Like he tattooed his eyeball, the whites of his eyeballs blue, and then his friend tattooed the whites of his eyeballs red, dude. Like, you guys are fucking crazy, dude. I seen one guy with a tattoo.
Wait.
That sounds like something that big homie would do.
It really does.
No, not really. That's just pointless.
Well, you know.
Well, that sounds like it's right up your alley.
It definitely does.
I would split my tongue. I'd split my tongue in half.
Yeah,
you know.
It would look like a snake. That sounds like a great idea.
It has its benefits. Well, for women, of course. Well, my girl.
Well, I mean, we can't understand you now. Why not? You know, split your tongue so we can't understand you even more.
Yeah, I'll be hissing.
I mean, come on, start hissing, man. I'm going to have to put you down.
If my tongue was split in half and I went to go eat a girl out, dude, like, I'd probably miss a clit altogether, like a clitoris. I would probably miss all of it.
Clitoris.
Picture it, though. I mean, like
Wait. Adam, did you really need to stress out clitoris?
Apparently. It's just out
the
word
command.
Clitoris.
Stretch that shit out far.
We're not talking about stretching out anymore, man. Mandy gets upset when we talk about her thing being stretched out through four.
What the fuck?
Because Adam is the clit commander.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up and find something else to talk about instead of being fucking assholes about this fucking stupid shit. Like, fucking for real.
Well, she's gay. Put her in the box.
I don't give a fuck. Go ahead, put me in the fucking box. I really don't fucking care right now.
Blah, blah,
what's
blah.
What's wrong?
Blah, 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 blah.
I was just trying to run
out.
I was just trying to.
Go cry to somebody else.
I was just trying to start a big, like, vagina army and call myself Commander Clitoris, so.
Well, you failed.
Damn the word. I'll drink a beer.
It was going to be a little tiny penis.
What?
What? I said, who's going to be Lieutenant Penis?
Lieutenant Penis? Did you just say that?
That just sounds fucked up.
Oh, big homie, now we definitely know you're gay.
Exactly. That just sounds fucked up and gay.
So because I said that, I'm gay now.
Yeah.
Nice coming out of the closet and Joy Club Rider Radio, big homie.
Wow.
What is that? LTP? LTP? Lieutenant Penis? LTP?
Who the hell cares what it is?
Hey, you're saying LPP.
Are you down with LTP? Yeah, you know me. Right, big homie?
So apparently Adam is admitting now that he's down with little penises.
What the hell is going on?
I'm just wondering if Lieutenant Penis.
Why
Lieutenant
the fuck
is
there we
going on
a pun on Juggle Riot Radio tonight?
That's a hell of a fucking pun.
It's just a really fucking awkward conversation right now.
It really is.
It is.
Very.
See,
yeah, we'll just...
Adam. It's all Adam's fault.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
In about 5 seconds, I'm expecting him to just go, whoop, whoop.
Motherfucker.
We all are.
You know me well. You know me well.
Well, I mean, for the longest time, that's the only thing you ever really said. You didn't even talk this much. Yeah, you usually just said that.
Yeah, like... Every 5 seconds, he just go whoop, the entire fucking show.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. I was a broke-ass, fucking, tired-ass juggalo man like a year ago. Homeless.
What the fuck does that have to, wait. What the fuck does that have to do with you going whoop every 5 seconds?
Motherfucker. I like to think of. I ain't got a brain, man. I don't think I had a brain last year.
So are you saying juggalos don't have brains then? Is that why they whoop all the time?
No. Colonel Clitoris.
disappointing to yes.
I yeah, big that. Homie.
What? No. I have a brain. I just don't like using it.
Well, we can't figure that much.
Yeah. I don't like using my brain.
Okay, we get it. We know.
Right? Stop asking.
We didn't ask you.
Well, the fucking aliens did.
Stop!
Aliens.
Go cry to Mandy.
Mandy! The aliens are coming for me.
I'm pretty sure the aliens are running away from you. What the fuck are you talking about?
They probably are running away from me.
They're probably scared of you.
So Mandy's in the box? Is Mandy in the box or is the Tenet in the box?
Nobody is in the box. They're all dead.
Jesus is an alien.
Whoa.
I'm telling you guys.
Words, in other words, Jesus does not exist. This must be already new.
Whoa.
Wow.
But did you just realize that he did not exist?
Oh, you've known
he
this.
He was a fairy tale.
Yeah, kind of like your cell phone.
Yeah, my cell phone's a big fairy tale.
Please deposit 50 more cents.
Nope.
To get out of the penalty box.
I hacked my shit.
How the fuck do you hack a fucking payphone?
Am I hacking it?
That explains what happened in Boston today, then.
Are you 50 cents unlimited right now?
Yeah. On that note, I'm going to play a track and go take a piss.
Okay, you go do that.
About a day, and it missed me while I was away. I lived for positions, it wasn't that much to say. The rest wouldn't be kept.
Homie, I hope you enjoy that track from OTEP, since you will never ever hear a new album from OTEP ever again.
Sadly.
However, they are still on. However, she is still on tour.
So there is a chance.
Nope.
I shall not give up.
There's actually no chance of there being another album.
Who said?
OTEP said.
So what's the point of being on tour if you ain't gonna make another fucking album?
You realize, you know, artists and bands do tours, you know, to promote the release of their albums. So pretty much this is the Hydra tour, and then of course Australia will be having the Sounds of Armageddon tour. But yep, she's officially done making albums, which is something she mentioned up on here, up on JR. Hogwash.
He did.
You get 5 minutes in the penalty box.
How do I get 5 minutes?
That's out. And the fact that there's not even 5 minutes left of the normal show, we can carry that into the next show.
Exactly.
Adam, did you die over there?
Hello?
Oh, man.
With an open fire. I hope you're hungry. Good week. Or take a Carnival cruise, where great food is taken care of for you. A great vacation is easy on a Carnival cruise.
No? Whoa, whoa.
There we go. It's whoop, whoop. We're here.
So I have to hear about Carnival's cruise, and then he says whoop, whoop.
Motherfucker.
Exactly. Motherfucker.
Well, I'm just making sure, baby, because for some reason I was thinking of cannibals and Carnival Cruise and...
Oh, fuck!
What the hell?
Why are you thinking about cannibals?
Well, I mean, it is usually feeding time when somebody goes on a cruise nowadays.
Pretty much.
Well,
yeah.
Because you know, the boats are always sinking.
It all makes sense now.
It's Adam. He's doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still here with us.
Eat your flesh.
Is everybody still here with us?
Well, big homie left.
Yeah.
He's just a lonely cannibal.
Oh, no.
On a payphone.
Funny thing about being a cannibal. Me and Busta B actually made a song back in the day about being a cannibal.
Damn. Wait. Was that a part of like one of your old like mixtapes?
Yeah, I think it's still on the soundboard actually.
What track would that be?
Lonely Cannibal.
Oh yeah. I think that is still up on the soundboard.
I think I saw it like 2 days ago or something.
I just saw that, I think it was like today.
Yeah, it's I'm looking at it right now.
let's hear that.
There we go.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Not the place that you knew I'm the best. Gonna eat your thighs and breasts before I lay your ass to rest. A filet, you're flammable, you're scared, that's understandable. Name is a Hannibal, I'm just a lonely cannibal. Out here in the wild, just waiting on my prey. Stay here all day, but nothing come my way. When I catch my meal, I bring it back to my man who, this is the real deal. Just a lonely cannibal. They ain't got no friends, no family, no life. I'll eat fucking hens or Bambi, even your wife. Out here in the wild, it's all about survival. Yeah, I'm Satan's child, it's even written in the Bible. String it in the woods, so I slice and dice. Grill it up real nice, call me the Antichrist. In my territory, this is gonna get gory. She was trespassing, officer, yeah, that's my story. I'm alone to roam, there's nobody for miles. Making moon and grooves, oh my god, like Julia Stiles. Slaughter you like a cow, I'm doing it right now. You looking like Vanna White, bitch, can I buy a vial? I'll buy it to you, cause you'll be eaten next. Put you on my woman, girl, I like my meat fresh. I have to do this, tired of being misunderstood. Going through these girls, nothing right, like my name is Tiger Woods. Beating up this list, bitch, you know I'm the best. Gonna eat your thighs and breasts before I lay your ass to rest. Hopefully you're flammable, you're scared, that's understandable. Name is a Hannibal, I'm just a lonely cannibal. Out here in the wild, just waiting on my prey. Stay here all day, but nothing come my way. When I catch my meal, I bring it back to my man who, this is the real deal. Just a lonely cannibal. Better run faster, go pray to your pastor. Everybody's gone missing. Such a disaster, flesh is what I crave. Dig you up from your grave. The smell is intoxicating, I feel like I'm at a rave. You call me sick, but yeah, that's how it goes. I'll start at your fingers, move on to your toes. As you say no, yeah, my hunger fucking grows. Make your brain explode, yeah, I kill in droves. My old life you missing, you think this fun, it isn't. If you catch the wrong human, the food tastes like prison. I don't mean no harm, just wanna eat your arm. Might be a crazy cannibal, but at least I have charm. This isn't wrong turn, this isn't hills have eyes. One day you will learn that I'm not a bad guy. My fridge full of meat from arms to your feet. Normality took a backseat, this hunger I can't defeat. Beating off this list, but you know I'm the best. Gonna eat your thighs and breasts before I lay it at the rest. Of me, you're flammable, you're scared, that's understandable. Name isn't Hannibal, I'm just a lonely cannibal. Out here in the wild, just waiting on my prey. Stay here all day, but nothing come my way. When I catch my meal, I bring it back to my man. Who, this is the real deal, I'm just a lonely cannibal.
Yo, boy, you treat me like an animal, cause I'm a cannibal. No one wants to be my friend, always eat them in the end. No one gets to know me cause they scared of cannibalism. I know how to trick you with my twisted wisdom. Lead you to my dungeon cause I want you to be with me. But after smelling your odor, it became a feeding frenzy. It's not my fault that I'm hungry every hour. Give me your sister's body and that shit I'll devour. I enjoy the bloody flesh of the female gender. Quit discriminating on me, not like my sex offender. Love the young flesh cause it be so tender. Was at the hockey game and ate the popcorn vendor. I'ma make you feel all the pain that I feel. Be eating my victims up like a hungry man meal. You be keeping me from people cause they edible. Guess I will start to be a lonely cannibal.
Be nothing less, but you know I'm the best. Gonna eat your thighs and breasts before I lay it as the rest. Hopefully you're flammable, you're scared, that's understandable. Name isn't Hannibal, I'm just a lonely cannibal. Out here in the wild, just waiting on my prey. Stay here all day, but nothing come my way. When I catch my meal, bring it back to my man. Who, this is the real deal, just a lonely cannibal.
Give me your arm, or give me your feet. Going through your time, looking for the good meat. Give me your breast, or give me your thighs. When I'm hungry, everybody dies. Give me the meat, give me the meat. I'll get that tasty meat. I'm just a lonely cannibal.
Talking to the NFOs, doesn't it?
Hey, we're back with Dr. Lecter.
Toughened your nipples, didn't it?
Damn. Apparently that track scared off Adam.
He left?
Yeah.
Something like in the middle of it. I don't even know. Like, probably 10 seconds into it.
Jeez. So, I could put him on the list of people that don't like my music.
Yeah.
Yep.
Adam, Big Homie, DC.
Poo Poo Ninja.
Poo Poo Ninja? He never said anything bad.
No, oh, I thought he did, but I wasn't sure.
What? Where did he tell you?
I don't know, I didn't even talk to him.
He told you something about my music. You just won't tell me.
Netgar.
What?
I said Netgar.
Netcore.
Yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
It's a band.
Like as in neck car?
Yeah. N-E-K-K-A-R.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure like, whether they're actually out of, but,
They gotta be foreign with a name like that.
Actually, you'd be surprised at how many bands that don't have names like that actually from the U.S.
Come on, who would name their group that? Come on.
Well, you got Mantis, man, they're from the U.S.
Not that strange.
But Netcar is actually out of Greece. Athens, to be exact.
We're back to the international flavors.
Hell yeah. On this site called darkport.org. gives you like all these fucking metal bands, rock bands that you can just fucking download in all different fucking genres. Black metal, death metal, doom metal, funeral doom metal, dark metal, folk metal, power metal, gothic metal, groove metal, heavy metal, thrash metal, progressive metal, symphonic metal, post metal, sludge metal, industrial metal, alternative metal.
Did you say funeral metal?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did actually. Funeral doom metal.
What the fuck is that?
I didn't mention whatever that was.
I'd be like emptiness, soul, fucking Craig Nebrock, something like that. Reflection Nebula.
No, but like, what is that music for? Like, do they play it at funerals?
It's metal that cleanses the soul from when somebody's dead. I have no idea.
It's a form of doom metal, actually.
I don't know all these different types of metal, man. I don't know the difference.
Well, I mean, you know, the origins of doom metal actually started back in, like, 1970s, which, you know, a.k.a., you know, like, bands like Black Sabbath were, like, doom metal back in the 70s.
So, not to be confused with funeral doom metal.
Well, funeral doom metal and doom metal are actually the same genre.
Zach Wild do funerals?
No. No. I mean, like, you know, a track that'd be like a form of that would be Electric Funeral by Black Sabbath and Into the Void by Black Sabbath. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a lot of bands, especially nowadays, that, you know, that actually follow that same exact genre of metal, such as, you know, from the 80s, like, you know, you've got bands in like Pagan Altar, Witchfinder General, Pentagram, Saint Virus, Trouble, Candlemas, Count Raven.
You ever get that feeling like you're out the loop? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, funeral doom is a style of, you know, doom metal that crosses death and doom out with funeral dirge music, which is, you know, like a very slow tempo and places like, you know, an emphasis on evoking a sense of emptiness and despair. Typically, you know, guitars are heavily distorted. Dark ambient aspects such as a keyboard or a synthesizer, which are often used to create a dreamlike atmosphere. Vocals consist of a mournful chant or growls are often in the background. Funeral doom was pioneered by mournful congregation, actually, in Australia. Evoking here in the U.S., funeral band in Norway, the Gothian in Finland, Skepticism in Finland as well, and then, of course, Corrupted in Japan.
Okay, Metalpedia.
Man, see what happens when nobody's here. We have to learn things.
From Mr. Metalpedia.
Well, we have Mandy here, so, you know, she's technically learning something, too.
She just wants to yell at us.
In your dreams.
Hell no, that'd be more like a nightmare.
That is why my nickname is Nightmare.
I could see why.
Actually, another band actually that, you know, that's actually part of doom metal is actually a band that's actually from Pittsburgh.
Nope.
By the name of Dream Death.
Injustice.
Nice.
Okay, they're fucking Dean Ambrose.
No, hell no. Don't call me that.
I think you'd rather be Seth Rollins.
That's the only dude I like out that group. That was pretty funny though, how during Raw they kind of cut to that little back scene of where they were. like way too soon. So, like, you knew they were going to come out, obviously.
Yeah. I was waiting for Michael Cole to ask, hey, what? You know, that's, it's the Shield, but where are they coming from?
The smartest comment in the commentary ever.
They're going to have Ryback join the Shield.
That I hope not.
Just so Roman Reigns could have somebody to walk down to the ring with.
Yeah, I'd be like, where
so he doesn't have to be by himself.
So my question is, with Seth Rollins and you just mentioned it too. Roman Reigns. And fucking, maybe that's like even fit in the same aisle.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, I can see it now that they're both coming down the fucking steps, and all of a sudden, either Ryback or Roman Reigns just, you know, falls into the fucking crowd.
I'm sure they probably have done that a few times.
No, I wouldn't be too surprised.
Because they were walking down the steps or something, you know, and then like a fan gets in the way or something.
Well, that case, you know, they go with fucking CM Punk and his fucking deck the fan.
Yeah, they'll just cover that up, too.
Yep.
That was the best moment on Raw ever, when he punched the fan.
No, Chris, the best moment ever on Raw ever was CM Punk crying and going, and, you know, ever into the back.
I think that's Ghetto's favorite moment, is that theme song.
No, dude, that crowd was weak, man. Nothing will ever compare to that damn last room.
Exactly. That crowd was nuts. The following week, it just sucked.
The thing is, like, it was so unexpected, and now they're going to, you know, try to make it an every week thing. You know?
Yeah.
But these people in the crowd don't want to fucking do it. But like now this guy's pretending like he likes it.
Hey, by the way, Matt Stryker is a fucking creeper.
Matt Stryker?
Yeah.
He's a creeper? Well, I mean, he came into the fucking business as a fucking school teacher.
No. I mean, during the fact that, you know, for some reason, you know, during WWE Active, you know, they let fucking the primetime players have, you know, do their own little segment. And, you know, Matt Stryker wasn't supposed to be there, but the entire time, all you see is Matt Stryker walking back and forth between fucking, like, back like behind the fucking primetime players with a fucking creepy ass little smirk on his face.
And the RKO out of nowhere.
And I wish.
I don't know. Wasn't it Randy Orton always beating him up?
I'm pretty sure there's almost everybody that's beating him up.
And then who else was it? Kane did it too. Like chokeslammed him every time he saw him.
Yeah, pretty much. Hail Hydra. Hail Hydra.
man. English.
Try on, to learn how to speak it.
Come on, bud. You don't remember Hydra from fucking Captain America?
Captain America?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything from fucking Captain America.
Well, it's also Hydra is also the title of the last OTEP album as well.
Really? Is that right?
Which I've officially downloaded to my computer. Finally.
Took you fucking long enough.
I know.
Man, I fucking had that shit after I heard about it, man. I fucking found that and downloaded it. I think before it came out, actually.
There we go. I found a band that you just might like ghetto by the name of King of Bones.
Feel it in my bones.
There's another one. Nasty Bullets.
Nasty Bullets?
Yeah.
That's an interesting name.
Well, they're from the UK, so yeah, we expect.
I don't know. Speaking of interesting things, back whenever Victoria was talking about how her dad was on her Facebook or some shit, and her name popped up on my page saying, "I'm going to be somewhere tonight" or some shit. I was like, the fuck? I don't even know what the hell that is. I was like, okay. So I think that dude was on there sending me a message to tell me where she's going to be, but I have no idea where that is.
I think anybody does.
I'm guessing it was, you know. Yeah, I'm guessing it was that motherfucker fucking around, though, because, you know, she's bitching about it. So unless it was really her. Still, it still doesn't make sense, though. Jeez, Havoc, we all heard that.
Yep.
That was fucking disgusting.
See, she even
She even comes back from the dead to say it's fucking disgusting.
I'm sorry, you know, I just couldn't hold it anymore. Tour.
Who's on tour?
Halloween.
Well, that's cool.
Hell yeah, man. They raised about over $3,000, like for the tour and shit. The goal was 1,000, but they raised 3,724. And I'm still waiting on my fucking shit. Because of the simple fact, you know, I helped fucking contribute to the fucking tour.
Oh. And what do you get if you did?
Well, they have like a whole fucking section, like, let's see. $5 gets you, like, you know, everything covers by one, which means you get, like, you know, the entire, like, every cover that they did. $10 gets you, like, over 12 tracks and some bonuses. $25 gets you like every fucking track that Halloween's ever done, including, you know, the Secret EP, the album Can't Hear Us Now, volumes 1 and 2 of Halloween's covers, and of course any additional B sides and unreleased tracks. PR Halloween bracelet, 11 by 17 signed poster, sticker pack, message. $50, like a limited edition We Are Halloween T-shirt, personal comic slash cartoon sketch of you with the band, bonus red Halloween bracelet, private video hangout performance, $100 gets you like everything that's put up above, along with the extras, $500 gets you like a custom track and a signed guitar. And then of course they also do like a personal thank you like on the upcoming album. And if you do like $1,000, you get like an executive scene party, which means like, you know, Addy and the rest of the Halloween that would travel to, you know, whatever party you're in, you know, to perform for you. Spending an entire day out, you know, hanging out, doing, like, you know, whatever you want to do.
Now, when you say she will perform for me, what does that mean?
I hate questions.
No, I'm just I know what you mean.
I'll be honest, that is a great question.
I mean, that would be perfect, you know, to have Addy fucking naked, but
will she be performing naked?
You gonna ask?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, what the hell, man? No $1,000 for you.
I of course, yeah, I'll put in $25.
And you haven't received anything that they offered?
Well, it says, like, you know, estimated delivery would be, like, April.
April? The fuck?
Well, that's half over.
Yeah, so if I don't get my shit, either I'm complaining or they're giving me my money back.
Thank God April's almost over.
Man, what the hell does it matter, man? They're already on tour.
Well, yeah, exactly, which is why it says, estimated delivery would be April because of the fact, you know, a lot of the tour ends at the end of this month.
But I'm just saying, man, even if you were to get a refund or whatever, man, it don't matter. They did what they needed to do.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know what? I have Addy on my Facebook and see how I can always just hit her up and bitch at her.
Yeah. I don't know what that girl would do if somebody yelled at her. I think she might just, like, cry or something.
Yeah, probably. But she is sexy as all hell, and she's got some nice titties.
God, Havoc.
No, it's true, though.
Yeah. See?
Oh, my God, I swear, all you boys think about is sex.
Is there something wrong with that?
Horn dogs? Shit.
Again, there's something wrong with it.
Oh, come
on, man. Go find a fucking slut or something and fuck her and get the fuck over being horny all the damn time. Shit.
Yeah, because that'll help for the moment. Don't tell
her. Oh, my God.
Well, then again, you know, it can't be, you know, just any old fucking slut, because the fact, you know, you don't know which one's got a fucking age or fucking whatever.
Well, she looking all bummy and shit, man. Don't fuck her.
That's disgusting.
Or if she sent news to every guy that she knows, don't fuck her.
If you could smell her from a mile away and she's dressed in trash, you probably shouldn't have sex with her.
If her name's Alley Cat, you probably shouldn't have sex with her.
definitely don't have sex with Ed.
Hell no.
That's the one that we all dated. And we're all happy then.
I mean, for fuck's sake, man. Somebody had sex with her, got her knocked up, she had kids, and they left. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. All three of you dated that one girl?
Man, whatever the hell you want to call it, I didn't do her anything. I don't even know what the hell you would call that.
Still doesn't answer my question.
Yeah, and as for Chris, I think Chris was just on with her for like what, a day or two.
But if that's the way you want to put it, I guess so.
Wow.
But you know, it's
a homie hopper. Shit.
No, it's the whole, you know, online bullshit. I didn't really date her.
Wait. And here's the best part. Now she's with a guy who's like in his fucking 70s.
That's disgusting.
Wait, they're still together?
I think so.
I thought he died.
Oh, shit. Is that dude rich or something?
Must be.
Oh, my God. That's rude.
Yeah, he's fucking richer, right? Richer like a shitload of fucking warrants.
Well, I mean, if he was rich, he fucking could buy some teeth.
Or dentures.
but even then, more likely, I'm pretty sure the fucking dentist would even fucking sell him teeth or fucking dentures then.
I'm just saying, man, that dude needs to do something.
Yeah.
Except talk shit on the internet. He needs to do something.
Well, see, there again, you know, you guys remember. More likely that dude walks with a damn cane. He's old as all shit, so he ain't got nothing to do except for fucking talk shit.
Why is he going to walk with a cane?
That's cannot.
Okay, fine, a walker.
Jeez.
Oh, Chris. That was scary.
I've been pissing up now. They're pissing this entire show.
Yeah, man. He can't stop pissing.
Exactly.
He has a problem.
I mean, you know, I did have like a whole bottle of fucking V8.
Oh no, not tomato juice.
Like a whole bottle of V8, like a whole fucking carton of milk.
Oh wait, hold on. How is that going to make you go to the bathroom so much?
Exactly.
Yeah, like you're drinking water, or pop.
Because juice, pretty much like makes you have to piss more than water does.
Is that a true fact? I don't think it is.
Me either.
But then again, when you're me who drinks fucking like a whole thing of fucking V8, a carton of milk.
Who drinks a fucking carton of milk?
I do.
Besides you, who else does it?
Man, I mean, I do enjoy drinking milk sometimes, you know, maybe some milk with some cookies and shit, but like I ain't just going to sit there and just down a fucking gallon of milk or something.
I do it.
Because if you drink too much milk, man, that shit will make you vomit.
I don't know.
You know, I haven't had that effect yet.
Never? You never drank so much milk that you just felt sick?
No.
Shit, I've done that before. When I had a whole liter of milk, I just started chugging it until I puked.
Why?
I guess Chris is a dumbass.
Well, that's clear on that one.
I said, fuck it. I wanted to see if I can do it. And see how far I could get.
So you probably tried that whole, what was that, cinnamon too. You probably taking like a spoonful of cinnamon.
I have no clue what the hell that one is.
Yeah.
I had not.
Look into that.
Wait. Chris, do you have any cinnamon in your house?
I might and I might not. I have no clue.
Well, go look and see if you have any.
Oh my gosh, you're really going to have him do the cinnamon challenge.
Oh man, we ain't got nothing else to do. Why not?
Yeah.
Explain what the hell the thing is to me.
Oh, nothing. Just go ahead and try it.
I was going to try something.
Well,
I don't know what the
well,
fuck
he doesn't
it
really
is.
Know what to do.
Just go get the cinnamon, put it on a spoon, and eat it.
And that will make you puke too.
Just go try it. No excuses.
Yeah, go try it.
Do
I'm
it.
I'm gonna check if I have
it,
any.
Do it.
Keto.
Grab a video camera so while you're at it.
No.
Yeah. Approved that you did it.
No, fuck it, man. We'll know if he doesn't.
That's true.
Yeah, true.
Man, I'm going to say this again, man. I'm going to rub my car and then that Penny girl show up in front of my car.
What the?
Nice.
Oh my gosh. I don't even question y'all anymore.
Ain't nobody ever seen this commercial ready for Toyota?
No.
Nope.
They fucking rubbed the car and then that chick that plays Penny on the Big Bang Theory showed up.
Oh yeah, that's right. And she's the genie and she grants them the wishes and stuff like that. Yeah.
See, she did see the commercial.
Kelly Colico,
yeah.
And I do not have any sentiment.
Oh, what the fuck?
Do you have any black
well,
pepper?
Wait. He could do the ice and salt challenge.
The fuck? The hell is that?
You've never done that one?
No.
Okay, what you do is you put a little bit of salt on your hand, and then you put an ice cube on top of the salt. You press the ice cube into the salt and you have to see how long it lasts. You last.
All right, Chris, go ahead and try that.
And what does that prove?
Just to see how long you can last the burning sensation.
Man, that fucking shit would melt in my body. My body's fucking warm as fuck.
Like, I did it, and I was able to last a minute and a half before my hand started bleeding.
The fuck? Go ahead, Chris, try that.
I'll pass on that.
Oh, come on.
Party pooper.
Come on, it's a little bit of salt and an ice cube.
Yeah. And while you're at it?
Not like she told you to put your hand over a fucking stove or something with a flame on.
No.
That sounds like more fun.
Then go do it.
See, she just told me to do it. She said she didn't, but she did.
But you'll do that, though.
Hell no.
Chicken.
There goes all our fun.
Well,
there goes all our fun.
Well, Ghetto, I hate to break it to you, but, you know, it turns out that chick, Kaylee Coco, a.k.a. Penny's actually, was engaged.
I'm sure she was.
Yeah, to the former bassist of Danzig.
The fuck? That's weird.
Hell yeah. Now she's with Brett Bollinger.
Who Who the hell is that?
I cannot see her dating him, but okay.
Well, see her dating who? Brett Bollinger?
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh my god, what the fuck is... Oh, that's my grinder.
Oh yeah, but just, you know, if you do fucking, if you were to date her, just, you know, you'd be watching Harry Potter like every single fucking night.
Did you just say if I was a dater, man? How the fuck is that even possible?
I'm just saying, man. You'd be watching Harry Potter every single night.
The fuck, I'll be watching Harry Potter every night.
Because of the simple fact, she's a huge fucking fan of Harry Potter.
Fuck that. Well, I guess we gotta stay away from the TV.
Yeah, I think you do.
No comment.
Guess we're gonna need some duct tape, some rope.
What the dark fuck, Anna.
In a dark place, and, you know, it's far away to where nobody can hear her.
You're going way into deep thought.
I'm just trying to stay away from Harry Potter to make magic of my own. Just saying.
Yeah, obviously. Awkward moment of silence. As usual.
It's all Chris's fault.
Again.
As usual.
Yeah, pretty much.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, God does not live here.
Yeah, but obviously the infamous Havoc does.
No, he doesn't.
God is not welcome on this show.
She was talking about you.
So you just say you're not welcome on the show. Well, that's nice.
Sorry, Havoc, you gotta go.
Yep.
However, the mighty Thor is welcome up on here.
Thor?
Yep.
Thor's weak.
I'm pretty sure Thor can kick Jesus' ass.
I don't know, man. It was kind of shocking that the Avengers movie won a few awards.
It did.
Yeah. They were as surprised as everybody else.
So get are you ready for Iron Man 3?
Well, it won Best Villain. It won, I think, Best Fight or something like that.
Hmm.
But I would say that was the worst villain, because I don't even like that dude.
Yeah, Loki's a fucking moron.
Oh, and the Avengers 2 comes out in 2015, if you were wondering.
And to see the new Thor comes out next year.
Man, nobody gives a shit about Thor, I just told you that. Just like Iron Man. Fuck Iron Man, too.
Supposedly, Iron Man 3 is going to be the last Iron Man.
Thank God.
That's what I said he was.
No, that's what they're actually all agreeing on. But, like, yeah, as you said, as they say, who knows, it could change.
No. Nobody wants to see Iron Man.
I do.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
course you do. You're an idiot.
That's you.
You like everything.
Well, I mean, you know, I saw Iron Man 1 and 2, so, you know, gotta see 3 just to see how it ends.
See what happens.
I mean, I've seen Iron Man 1 and 2, but I don't know if I want to see 3.
I didn't see them.
You don't care to see them.
I saw 1, didn't really give a shit about it, so I stopped there.
I didn't see Captain America either.
I didn't see Captain America either.
Actually, Captain America was actually pretty good.
I haven't even seen Thor either.
I didn't see Thor either.
Me either.
Thor's good. Captain America's good. But I think
next thing you know, he'll be saying Paranormal Activity is good.
quit bringing that movie up, man. No.
Yo. Jessica, you mentioned that in fucking title. You get 5 minutes in the box.
What the hell does that matter now?
Okay, fine. 5 minutes off the show.
No.
What does that mean?
It means we can just put them off the show for 5 minutes.
We can't bring them back.
Well, you know, that's kind of the point until tomorrow.
But I'm just saying that doesn't make sense for 5 minutes.
I have a feeling I'm going to get a message on Facebook.
No, Chris don't send messages on Facebook.
He does to me.
Or I can just go and mute myself.
Wait. Chris, did you say or you can just go mute yourself?
Unmute myself.
You said mute yourself.
I said unmute.
Well, if you insist.
Yeah, if I insist, I'll mute myself, fine. There, I just did it.
That was like a second, it doesn't count. But yeah, Gil, you're right. Avengers won a shitload of fucking awards.
Well, I'm just saying that the VMAs Sunday there.
Yeah, let's see here.
I didn't care to watch them.
Yeah, it's probably better you didn't because it was pretty fucking stupid.
I heard Will Ferrell got an award.
Yeah. Even I was stalwart. Was it comedic genius or something like that? Is that what it's called?
Wow.
Yeah. He came out in like a money suit.
Really?
Yeah.
Would have been better if Effie DeMarco came out, you know, in her fucking money bra.
Man, what the hell? No, but that show was pretty bad, though. Like, the performances were bad. A bunch of dry humor.
Yeah, I heard Selena Gomez performed. Macklemore performed.
Yeah, the Flying Monkey performed, yeah.
you call him
the
Flying Monkey?
Oh, wait. Selena Gomez can perform any day of the festival for me. As long as she's
No, you don't understand. She performed like some Indian sounding fucking song. It was real bad.
I mean,
I will say she's good looking, but I'm just saying the whole song thing was just no.
Was not a good choice, I take it.
Yeah, and then I heard it on the radio today, man. I was like, wow, dude, this is what she performed. It's terrible. Even my mom was like, this sucks.
Nice.
Yeah. Next time, don't do Indian shit. You're American.
Well, actually, she's Mexican.
Whatever. You know what I mean. God damn it.
But by the way, the track that she did was called My Dilemma. I think.
I thought it was called Come and Get It or some shit. But anyway, back to the other guy. Yeah, he looked like a flying monkey the way he was dressed last night. Or Sunday, whatever day it is.
Sunday.
Yeah, I think that dude might be a one-hit wonder.
I was going to say, because I really haven't heard any other music other than that song that he had.
Yeah, that's going to be in every movie coming out.
It already is on for one of the previews that just showed.
Pain and Gain, probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that one has The Rock in it, apparently.
I don't know. That could be a good movie. You got The Rock. You got Mark Wahlberg in there. I think the black guy that's in it was Papa Doc from 8 Mile. What's in theaters Friday?
Oblivion.
I have no idea.
Lords of Salem is going to be in theaters Friday.
My friend wants to go see it, but I really don't know if I want to.
I want to see it just because it's going back and directed by Rob Zombie. It looks good.
No, that's not why. You just wanted because the first part of that.
And we all know that's the truth.
What
Come
the
on.
Hell?
Yeah, this is actually horrible.
I was going to say, are you really playing that habit?
So what's the name of the song?
Come and Get It.
See?
Wow.
I mean, hey, Selena Gomez does have some good tracks.
Man, I don't know. I will say that fucking damn love song is always stuck in my head.
I don't like her, so I wouldn't know.
Why don't you like her? What's wrong with her?
I'd fuck her.
Of
Hell
course
yeah.
You would, ghetto.
Yeah. Now that she's legal.
I was waiting for that. I was wondering how long it was going to take before you said that.
Now, if I would have said that back when she was like, you know, starting out on like Wizards of Waverly Place, then I'd sound like a complete pervert. English, do you speak?
Motherfucker.
It's Japanese.
Are you for real, man? If I start singing this, dude, I swear to God.
I think you'll leave.
Because I swear, man, every time I turned the radio and that song was on, then I'd sing it later in the day. It's always those songs that you hear that you don't want to be singing and shit, but then you end up singing it, like, fuck.
Aw, poor ghetto.
Fucking amazing cleavage. Oh, God, so.
Oh, my God, Abby.
And yet you can't watch it on fucking mute.
Chris?
Yeah, it'd probably make it a whole lot better.
For all of us.
Although watching porn on silence is kind of weird.
I don't want to know.
You can ask Gavin about that, because that's the only way he does all the time.
Really?
Okay, It's time for the other Gomez.
The other Gomez?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What, that hockey player? That hockey player guy?
Ah, man.
What's his name?
What, like a soccer player named Gomez?
No, man. What the hell is that dude's first name, Gomez? He used to be on the Rangers.
I don't remember.
Nah, not this shit.
Now, if only she was legal.
But come on, Havoc, man. She's like, what, like 12? Come on.
Wait,
if only she was legal.
Hey,
who is that?
She's 15.
That's that's Becky G. This is probably her worst song that she's ever made.
I actually know this song.
Yeah, because it was Jennifer Lopez first.
And more like my professor was playing it in class today.
Wait, why?
I don't know.
Shouldn't you be learning?
No, we had a test today.
Were they just Jenny from the block?
I don't know. All I did was just go in, take my test, and leave.
Did you have to
that
listen to
hockey
that song?
Player's name you were looking for, it's Scott Gomez.
So, I don't even think I know what his first name was ever.
I had looked up Google.
Of course
hockey
you did, Chris.
Gomez, Rangers, I can put all those words together. Scott Gomez used to play for them. And I played for, like, the Sharks or whatever.
He's on the so wow.
There you go, get up.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this is a remix.
I don't care. Oh, my
I
God.
I fucking hate Kesha.
So I.
We all
so
do.
If one of my gay friends heard me say that, he would slap me.
Who would slap you?
One of my gay friends, because he loves Kesha.
Sure he does. He probably dresses up like a furry, too.
Would not surprise me if he did.
Oh, wait, you know what? I got to cover that. Ghetto just might like.
Aw.
Cover a what?
That Becky G did.
That's all she does is covers.
This one you actually just might know.
I knew all the other ones.
This will be the one he doesn't know.
Yeah, right?
I mean, I guess, you know, she also did a cover for him of Drake and Rihanna.
Is that a fucking Kanye West beat?
Yep, Kanye West and Jay-Z. Otis.
Yeah, that's what sounds familiar.
My ears are bleeding.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, let him bleed.
You're just a hater on small children making music.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
And on midgets making music.
How dare you hate on our youth?
Yeah, our youth is pretty much filled with flag bags. Okay.
It's filled with a bunch of morons and sluts.
Yay!
Now everybody go have sex and have babies. Goodbye.
Yeah, later.